It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that fuels all of our endeavors, motivation. Whether it's getting out of bed in the morning, sticking to a new habit, or just staying present throughout the day, motivation is what drives us. But as you might have guessed, mindfulness has a lot to say about how we approach and sustain motivation. So let's get started. Motivation is often thought of as the spark that gets us going, the driving force behind our actions. It's what propels us to set goals, strive for something more, and push through challenges. But it's not just a one-time burst of energy. True motivation is something deeper. It's about connecting with our inner values, our sense of purpose, and using that connection to fuel our actions in a sustained and meaningful way. Many of us have experienced bursts of motivation that quickly fizzle out. I know I have. This is where mindfulness comes in. By bringing a mindful awareness to our motivation, we can tap into a deeper, more consistent source of energy that aligns with our true values. Instead of motivating yourself to exercise because you feel you should, or because of societal pressure, what if you focused on how exercise connects you to your value of health, vitality, or even self-compassion? When we align our motivation with these deeper values, we find that our actions become more purposeful, more fulfilling, and more sustainable. Another key aspect of mindful motivation is the role of intention. Setting a clear intention can serve as a guiding light, keeping you on track when the going gets tough. Now, I'd like to share a unique way that I approach setting intentions, which I've found to be incredibly powerful. Rather than simply stating your intention, I encourage you to frame it as a question. How many more ways can I continue to intention even more? This method is effective because our minds naturally seek answers to questions, while in contrast, we can much more easily ignore statements. By asking yourself this question, you're engaging your mind in a way that keeps your intention active and alive throughout the day. For example, if your intention is to approach challenges with patience, you could ask yourself, how many more ways can I continue to approach challenges with patience even more? Notice how this question presupposes that you're already practicing patience, which reinforces your existing efforts and encourages further growth. I also recommend writing this question down on your phone and checking it at least 3 times throughout the day. This regular practice keeps your intention in the forefront of your mind, allowing your conscious and unconscious mind to work on it together. And now I want to share with you a Buddhist parable called The Raft, which offers profound insights into motivation and persistence. In this story, a man is traveling through a dense forest and comes to a wide, raging river. He needs to get to the other side, but there's no bridge, and the waters are treacherous. So he builds a raft out of logs, branches, and vines, and after much effort, he manages to paddle himself across to the safety of the far shore. Now, having crossed the river, the man thinks to himself, this raft has served me so well, I should carry it with me as I continue on my journey, just in case I need it again. But as he begins to walk, the raft becomes a heavy burden. The further he goes, the more difficult it becomes to carry. The lesson here is that while the raft was essential for crossing the river, it's no longer needed once the crossing is complete. If the man clings to the raft, it'll only weigh him down and hinder his journey. This parable teaches us about the importance of knowing when to let go. Motivation and persistence are like the raft. They help us overcome challenges and reach our goals. But sometimes, holding on to the same methods, beliefs, or motivations can become a burden. Mindfulness helps us recognize when it's time to adapt, change our approach, or let go of things that no longer serve us. Here are a few practical tips that intention, the daily intention setting. Start your day by setting an intention using the question method I mentioned earlier. This will ground your motivation in something meaningful and keep it active throughout the day. And second tip, mindful reflection. At the end of each day, take a moment to reflect on how your actions aligned with your intention. This isn't about judging yourself, but rather about staying connected to your values. Number three, self-compassion. Remember, motivation isn't about being perfect or always getting it right. Be kind to yourself when things don't go as planned. And that brings us to adaptability. Like the man in the parable, be willing to let go of old motivations that no longer serve you. Stay open to new approaches and new motivations that align with your current values and goals. That's it for today's episode. Remember, true motivation isn't just about achieving goals. It's about living in alignment with your values and staying present along the way. If you enjoyed this episode and want to explore more, check out my guided meditations and other resources at jeremywest.net. And if you're looking to deepen your practice, I've started a Pay What You Want Patreon where I share exclusive guided meditations. Thank you for joining me today. Keep living mindfully, and I'll see you in the next episode, because it's now again.